First thing, Islam didn't start with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That's the first thing. Do you want to listen? Let me speak.
Okay.
If you don't mind, and then you can speak.
So
what's the? I mean, excuse my ignorance. I just want.
We have the Trinity up here.
Gotcha.
And the four Gospels and then the 12 Apostles.
Ah,
so it makes like a.
Ooh. That's a little design to it. Nice.
So it's basically a pagan design. Okay, but
a what? God has a pagan into, design.
Well, pagan swirls like they used to do these, the Vikings,
okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
So over time, we've integrated their pagan culture into our culture and purified it, essentially. Like now,
hold on.
Don't represent like gods anymore.
Well, I want to understand what you're saying, right? Because that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you took paganism and integrated it into Christianity.
Like the same way, like the Greek pillars, right? We've taken their Greek pillars and made churches with Greek pillars. Okay?
But I mean like for example, something that a pillar is not pagan because a pillar is just a building, right? Like for example, Muslims had
to make pillars for pagans.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't a pagan symbol. It was just to hold up a building, right? So I mean like putting a roof is not anything to do with the religion or a wall or But I mean like a religious symbol.
These are just swirls. Basically what I'm saying is they would do these swirls in the pagan.
Pagans would.
And that now nobody does it anymore except for us.
So you brought the pagan swirls into the cross?
Well yeah, they're just swirls in the end of the day.
Okay.
Like, they're not like any pagan meaning.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So that's, I mean, well, why is it the different churches have different types of crosses? Like there's the one that has like a little foot, like a little line there, you know what I'm saying?
Orthodox cross.
Yeah.
Well, they represent different stages of Christ's crucifixion.
Okay.
But also different cultures. You know, like this is the thing about Christianity. It's like not just the clothes we wear. I mean, it's like we have 24 churches within our church. Okay.
Within your church.
Within our church. Yeah. So
what's your church?
The Catholic Church.
So okay, you're Catholic.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So we have the Latin rites.
Okay.
And then we have the Greeks. We have the Ruthenians. We have the Syriacs. We have the Malabar from India, Malankara from India. We have the Ethiopians. We have the Eritreans.
So
we have the Coptics. We have all different races within our church. So the thing.
So why do you separate between races? Like we're Muslim. We only have one Muslim. Like all of us are from different races, but we're just one people, right?
No, but we're from different places in the world.
We're from different places, but we don't separate.
We have different clothes and different different languages.
Different crosses.
Different crosses. So the ways.
That's kind of weird. Like you, because the cross is a religious symbol, right?
But
so when you separate, different crosses for different regions.
Right.
Why not just have the one that Jesus taught?
Okay, because Christianity went all over the world.
So did Islam.
Islam.
Really? You don't think
Islam stayed in Northern Africa and the Middle East?
That's absolutely not true.
There were no Muslims in India 1,000 years ago.
Oh my God.
There were no Muslims in America.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Brian. Yeah.
You said there were no Muslims in India 1,000 years ago.
Well, Islam didn't exist 1,500 years ago.
Hold on.
Okay.
Look. Let's have a fun conversation, right?
Yeah.
So when you speak, I'll listen.
Okay, yeah.
When I speak, you listen, okay?
Yeah.
So if you want to say something else, I'll listen to you first.
When did the first Muslims get to India?
Excellent. First thing, Islam didn't start with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That's the first thing. Do you want to listen? Let me speak.
Okay.
If you don't mind, and then you can speak.
So why is it...
Again, what happened to me speaking?
You
asked me a question already. When did Islam get to India? I was answering it.
So you're going to say that it was there because people believe in one true God.
Can I finish?
No, this one thing
I finish speaking?
No, I just have to say one thing.
Okay,
When you say that
you got
the Shahada...
Okay.
When you said the Shahada, you have to speak about your prophet. So how could you be a Muslim without saying the Shahada? This doesn't make sense in terms of time.
Okay. So, are you done with your question?
Yeah, that's my only question.
Did I interrupt you?
No, you. I won't interrupt.
I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you so much, Brian. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Islam didn't start with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Okay.
Islam has been the religion that Allah sent the Creator of the universe from the time of Adam till the Day of Judgment. In the time of Adam, the Shahada would be Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Adam Rasulullah. You would say Adam is the messenger of Allah, because that's the messenger of the time. In the time of Ibrahim, you would take the same Shahada. You would say there is only one God worthy of worship, Allah, and Ibrahim is the messenger of Allah. In the time of Moses, you would say Moses, messenger of Allah. In the time of Jesus, you would say Jesus, the messenger of Allah. in the time of Muhammad, you would say Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon all of them.
Okay.
We believe in all the prophets. We believe they were all Muslim. They all submitted their will to their creator. Okay?
Okay.
Now hold on. Not done yet, right? Because you ask a question, then be ready for an answer, right? Unlike Christianity, which began with the name Christ. Before the name Christ, there was no such thing as Christianity. Unlike that, could you agree on that? Good. Islam is not Muhammadism. Islam didn't start with the Prophet Muhammad. Islam, aslama, when you submit. Adam submitted himself to his creator.
Yes.
Moses submitted himself to his creator.
Okay.
Abraham submitted himself to his creator. Jesus submitted himself to his creator. Muhammad submitted himself to his creator. Peace and blessings be upon all of them. They were all Muslim by definition. So
okay.
Islam has always been there. Secondly, your second question.
Yeah.
1,000 years ago, Muslims were ruling India. In fact, if you go read your history books.
Akbar took over India 700 years ago.
Look, Akbar didn't take over India.
He did, pretty much.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind, conversation works like this, right?
Okay.
Who was Akbar's father?
Genghis Khan was his grandfather.
Absolutely not.
That's a fact. No, Genghis Khan was Akbar's grandfather. Dude, are we going to play around here?
Can you Google Akbar the Great's father? Humayun's father was Babur, Shah Jahan, Mughal, history.
Shah Jahan, you just said it, Genghis Khan.
You think Shah Jahan is Genghis Khan? I like you, Brian.
Okay, hold on.
Go Google.
Akbar related Genghis Khan.
Hold on. Akbar's grandfather.
I want to see that.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Abu al-Fadl Jalal, Akbar descended from the Turks, Mongols. Among his ancestors were Timur and Genghis Khan,
bro. I'm telling you.
Who's his grandfather?
I don't know exactly.
You said it's a fact that he's his grandfather.
Okay, it's like his great-great-grandfather.
Look, he's not. Not even his great-great-grandfather, okay? He is from the Mughals, which descend from those lines. But you are, look, you're not even looking at the right Akbar first off,
oh,
right?
We're talking about a different Akbar.
No, we're talking about the same Akbar. You just looked at the wrong one. Can you go back? Now, let me tell you before you Google it.
This guy
Akbar's
here.
Father, okay?
Yeah.
Now let's. This is not the one you were looking at right now, but let's look at it, right?
It's the guy who ruled India.
No problem, bro. The guy who ruled India. Okay. So let's go back down. Who's his predecessor? What's his name?
Humayun.
What did I say?
Humayun.
Did I not say Humayun?
Okay.
Who was Humayun's father? Babur. No, not Genghis Khan.
Okay.
Let's look him up.
Okay, but anyway,
No. You said it's a fact. Now I'm going to prove to you your fact is not a fact,
Poor
right?
Father. Forefather.
What's Humayun's father's name?
Okay.
Babur.
Okay.
I studied Mughal history, right?
Forefather.
So, when did Babur rule India? Akbar didn't conquer India.
Yeah.
He inherited it from Humayun. And Humayun... Okay, let's just keep going now. Calm down, right? Babur didn't start the rule of Muslims in India.
Okay.
Muhammad bin Qasim... Look him up. Muhammad bin Qasim. History was my thing, bro. You're going to come here and act like you got facts?
Okay.
You better go do your homework first.
695.
Seriously, I know.
Really?
When did Muhammad bin Qasim, when did he live?
Okay, he lived in the time of your prophet, but...
No. When did he live?
Like a long time ago.
Bro.
700.
Okay.
He lived a long time.
700. Wait, bro, take it easy. How long ago was that from today?
That was like 1,300 years ago, but he did.
Wait. Let me just get my math right, because I got the history, but I'm not sure if I'm good with math, so I'm going to check this, okay? You said 1,000 years ago, Muslims weren't in India. They didn't even get to India 1,000 years ago. That's what you said, right?
Okay, so...
Wait, did you say that or not?
I said, yeah. Probably.
Okay, now, did Muslims rule parts of India more than 1,000 years ago?
Well, this small part,
Okay, so were they there more than 1,000 years ago?
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah. Yes,
so you were wrong.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
No, wait. Brian, I want to have a productive conversation. I'm not just going to jump.
So,
were you wrong?
Okay, I was wrong.
Appreciate it. No, listen. It's not even about whether Muslims were in India. Muslims are all over the world. Muslims in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were all the way in China. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Look it up, bro. History.
Okay.
I'm telling you the name. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He went all the way into China.
Okay.
Muslims were in Africa. Muslims in that first few generations, more than 1,000 years ago, they were in Indonesia with big numbers. They were all over. They were in Europe in big numbers. Muslims ruled Cyprus in the generation of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the time of Muawiyah radiya anhu. Muslims took Constantinople. They were okay. In Spain in the time of Uthman radiya anhu.
Okay, now let's get to another question.
Let me just finish. Okay, right? What the point was is you thinking that Muslims were not all over the world is incorrect.